Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Three CEOs today. Big show. One, two, three. The third, but not the last at all. Matt King is the chief executive officer and leads the Hunger Task Force as a key decision maker and strategist. Matt, I'm thankful you're spending time with us this morning. Thanks for taking time out of your day.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Of course. So you have 20 years in kind of the anti-hunger leadership space. You're a native of Milwaukee. Now, how has your local roots really informed what you do each and every day at Hunger Task Force?
Yeah, well, Hunger Task Force has actually been serving Milwaukee since 1974. So we're celebrating our 50th year of service, and growing up in the area and being in a family where part of my responsibilities as a kid, kind of like a lot of kids have chores, part of our chores were to also do service in the community. And so growing up in Milwaukee, I was actually acutely aware of the services that Hunger Task Force provided and really grew up with a deep admiration and respect for the impact that Hunger Task Force has. Mm-hmm. And so for me to be in a position to be able to lead this organization, it's not only humbling and, you know, an honor, but I also take it really seriously. So last month we served over 50,000 people across all of our programs. Three quarters of the people that we serve are seniors and kids. Mm-hmm. So that care and compassion for the kids and seniors in our community is something that really informs me and informs the work that we do and makes me really passionate about serving the community that I grew up in.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's so much need for sure. And, you know, you've been at Hunger Task Force for how many years now?
A dozen years at Hunger Task Force.
Okay.
Almost 20 years in the
in
field.
The space. Yeah. Okay. And you managed the farm in Franklin before you got the CEO job, correct?
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So for people that don't know, Hunger Task Force operates a 200-acre produce farm down in Franklin. And food banks really across the country struggle with access to fresh produce in particular. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the fresh produce that's available to food banks and food pantries is really like past its time, and that's why it's available.
Yeah.
And so for Hunger Task Force, one of our core values is dignity. And we want to make sure that the food that we're distributing is healthy food, it's high quality food. And so the farm has been a game changer for the local food pantry network throughout the Wisconsin growing season. Fresh produce is available at local food pantries because we have this farm that generates 500,000 pounds of fresh produce annually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you talk a lot about the local partnerships and the ability to connect and collaborate with different groups. Talk about the relationships. I'm always fascinated by the local grocery stores and chains that, you know, you have leftover food. What are you going to do with it? How do you build those relationships to make sure that the food that is still fresh and usable is given to the people that need it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot about education. And so we work with our partners and donors in the food industry to really educate them on the mission and help them to understand the core values of the organization and why we're committed to a certain standard of food. And what we find is that our partners really buy into that. And so I think as long as we're having those really direct and open conversations, then just really leads to great partnerships.
Very good. We are talking with Matt King, the CEO at Hunger Task Force. Matt, when we come back, I want to talk about kind of building your legacy. You're following Sherry Tussler, who had been the CEO at Hunger Task Force for a long time. How you kind of mold the organization in your vision and follow in, you know, big footsteps. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. It's the Giving Tuesday episode of The Upswing, but we're also bringing Christmas cheer to those in need. Capco's Kids to Kids Toy Drive. WTMJ is partnering with Capco for its annual Kids to Kids Toy Drive, collecting toys and monetary donations to make the Christmas season just a little bit more special for a child in need. You can help support Capco's mission of supplying toys for children across the southeastern Wisconsin area by clicking on the donation link at WTMJ.com. Or on the WTMJ app, you can scan the QR code if you're watching on YouTube right now. Super easy. Or just text the word CAPCO to 855-616-1620. Every dollar collected between now and December 7th will be used to purchase a toy for a child in need. CAPCO's annual Kids Toy Drive now through December 7th. Matt King joins us from the Hunger Task Force. So, Matt, you're not new to the advocacy Hunger Task Force world at all, but you're kind of still new in the CEO role, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm within my first year as a CEO, been with the organization for a dozen years at this point.
So what are some lessons learned early on, and especially following someone that had been in the role for such a long time? Kind of how do you put your own stamp on the organization's mission and objective?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the community really owes Sherry a tremendous debt of gratitude, and all the kudos and recognition that she's received are so well earned after 27 years in the role and through major tribulations like the Great Recession,
mm-hmm.
Or the COVID pandemic. And so the fact that she's built and helped build this strong and resilient organization is a part of that legacy. And so I think for us, it's honoring that legacy, honoring the strengths that brought us to where we are, mm-hmm. made us successful. But also a big part of our culture is the spirit of innovation and continuous improvement. And so as a leader, I really focus on our values as an organization and having that be the compass that helps us to find our way. And so we were talking about dignity before,
yeah.
And the fact that we have this farm to provide fresh produce to the people that we serve as part of our commitment to dignity. And part of the dignity piece is also listening to the people that we serve and giving them the opportunity to inform our work. And so, as an example, talking to local seniors and really listening to the transportation challenges that mm-hmm. they have and the mobility challenges they have and access to healthy foods for low-income seniors on a fixed income is a real challenge. And so a couple innovations like we have partnered with DoorDash to be able to do delivery of food directly to seniors right to their household. Or we have the mobile market, which is essentially a discounted grocery store with exclusively healthy foods on wheels. Yeah. That travels around to different senior centers and areas that are considered food deserts within the community. Mm-hmm. So I think for us, it's really about listening to our partners, listening to the people we serve, and listening to the community, and then allowing that to really be reflected in our work.
Partnerships and innovation, that's what commerce and community is all about. So if someone is hesitant to reach out for food assistance or just not sure how or where to go, especially during the holiday season, what's your advice there? We've got about 30 seconds.
Yeah. One way or another, we all need a little help sometimes. And so if people are in need, they should know that it's safe, it's okay, and that when they receive service through our network of food pantries, they're going to be met with compassion, with dignity, with professionalism. And I think for all of us, we want to be a part of a community that helps each other and that gives and where helping your neighbor is part of our tradition mm-hmm. As a people. And I'm really proud that our community is like that. And so that's what I see every day is people helping the person next to them, helping their neighbor in a time of need. And so thanks to everyone who's been a part of it.
Very good. Giving proudly each and every day, especially today on Giving Tuesday. Matt King is the CEO at Hunger Task Force. Matt, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Jeff.